what is good day to you, huh? Very good to see you. You are light, you are brightness, you are energy, you are wondrous, wondrous spirits. You are radiant, ah, oh, very good to see you, ah. You are radiant beams of light that are filling up this room and making the lights brighter and brighter, ah. As you know, you are on a chapter turning page. You are turning, English is our second language. So you are turning the page of your book, yes? You are opening up a new chapter for your life. And as you are indeed opening up the new chapter for your life, everyone around you is doing the same thing. Because your chapter page is turning, yes? And when your chapter page turns, woo-hoo, who knows what will happen, huh? Because your energy field touches his energy field, so therefore his chapter turns back. And when you return back to Asheville, is it? Think of what Asheville will do, huh? Because they will feel that energy. You cannot shift without shifting everything in your world. You cannot shift your energy without accommodating that focus. And with that focus, that energy comes through lighter and brighter than ever before. You see, that intention, all that intention does is open you up to new avenues and new feelings and new connections and new energies. And the new you, huh? You want to be the new you? We like the old you too. That's the key, isn't it? You have to like the old you and the new you and the next you and the old you and the first you and the last you and all yous in between, and then you go bah for all the yous. Yes. So with that energy, with that connection, know that the vibrational frequency that is moving through you right now, take a deep breath. That vibrational frequency that is moving through you right now is coming in such a strong way that you never know what will happen. And as it is coming into that strong way, you understand that each step of the way, even though sometimes we might think, oh, downsize all this stuff, it is just stuff. As you stop it, stop the stuff, yes? Isn't that the idea? Stop the stuff, huh? And as you stop the stuff, what else can happen, huh? What else is possible? Everything, yes, you've got it. You've got the answer. The pole. That is all right. We walked right on it. We'll see if it's bent when it stands up, huh? And as that energy comes through, know that even in the stillness of you, even in the always standing in the background or sitting in the background, the wisdom can still come through. You don't have to be big and bright and over everything. You just have to be you. Because you are the ones that are making a difference in this world. You are the ones that are clarifying and connecting that energy. And as you are clarifying and connecting that energy, know that that vibrational frequency, that a whole new person to come through, huh? A new energy. And as that energy does come in, know that the activation, that part of you that is more you, is expanding. Breathe into that. With that expansion, with that vibration, the clarification will allow these points on your body to not hurt so much. For you see, this is just old trapped emotion. Ready to let that go? You have a tissue. You could help. Understand that it is necessary. And with that necessary point, anything that you hold in will just come up some other time. And as it comes up some other time,
what do you do then?
You can express it in many ways. And as you express it in many ways, beautiful things happen. And as you are the voice of the future, or this old Marilyn is quaking in her boots right now. That's good for her. Because you are a connector. And as you connect people together, that energy as it is connecting is accelerating through you. And as it is accelerating through you, we have a tendency, the vessel of Marilyn has a tendency to trip sometimes. Good idea. That is what rockets are for, you know. Yes. So know that you are vibrating at a different rate than when you entered here. And that rate is going to continue through tomorrow. Huh? Mm-hmm. And as you are vibrating at that different level, trust and know that that vibration is becoming more you than you ever thought before. And as you are becoming more you than you ever thought before, you will dance more. You dance, yes?
I do.
Yes, we do. We do. We want you to dance every day. Put the little music on and dance about your living room. Very powerful. Ah. And as you do, know that that vibration of dance radiates out into your neighborhood. And that neighborhood then becomes over and over, shifting over and over again. And as it shifts, that's what happens. You get tissue in your mouth. Because shift does happen. The shifting tissue in your mouth is not a good one. It may not seem so. Let us see, what can we appreciate about that? We can appreciate that it gives the vessel Marilyn the chance to say, get that tissue out of my mouth. She communicates from back here. It gets that, what else can we appreciate about having that tissue in one's mouth, huh? Because in that energy, it allows the real to be real. To know that sometimes you have tissue in your mouth. What are you going to do about that? Spit it out and then stop it. Spit it out and stop chewing on the tissue, right? Yes, that is all there is. It is so simple. And we have to breathe into it in such a way that the energy comes through so strongly that that vibrational frequency, as it is coming in, is acknowledging the wisdom that is within you. And with that wisdom that is within you, it helps you find your joy once again. And live that joy. And be that joy once again. And expand in that joy once again. And as it expands in that joy, it spreads out amongst the universe. We ask the question. We think the joy has asked the question. What would it be like? Everyone on this planet were living a life that they love. I just imagine that. You are blessed. We learned from a wise old sage once. Someone sneezed. What was being spoken about was the truth. So, what was being spoken about? You remember?
Everybody being happy.
Everybody living the life that they love. So take a deep breath. Let us focus on that. What would the world feel like if your family were living a life that they love? What would it feel like if your neighbors were loving their life? So much. would it seem like the people on your block or in your subdivision were loving every moment so much? What would it be like if everybody in Rosedale love the life that they really want? What would it be like if everyone in California were loving the life that they live? What would it be like? What would it feel like? Everyone in North and South America would love the life that they live. What would the world be like if everyone on every continent on this planet would love the life that they are living right now, and acknowledging that life with true, open-hearted, unconditional love? Breathe into that. That is a bit of resonance there. With that resonance, know what's possible.
Everything.
Bring you back. Bring you back. Everything is possible. Absolutely. Everything is possible in ways that you did not know possible, that you did not think could possibly ever happen. Everything is possible. And the world is an infinite place for joy to be discovered. You know, joy is your birthright. That is why you are here, is to find your joy and to live that joy 100% of the time. And to know that when contrast appears, it is just that, contrast, to help you find ways to appreciate it so you can evolve. And whoever was the instigator of that contrast, you get the opportunity to thank them for volunteering to help you evolve. We want to remind you of your assignment. We want you to spend 22 minutes writing out a list of everything that you are really good at. Every one of your talents and skills. And then write a list of everything that you love doing, that you love experiencing while you're doing it. You say to yourself, I love this so much. I'm going to do it forever. And it doesn't matter whether I make any money at it or not, I just love to do it. And then draw lines between the two and see where the correlations are. This is one of the scary parts. Then call three friends, not all relatives, they don't even all have to be relatives. In fact, it's better if they're not. And ask them what your five best qualities are. text them to you or email it to you. Bring them tomorrow. For right now, we are going to deactivate whatever you are ready to be rid of and activate whatever you would like to create in your life. Is that okay?
Yeah, man.
We would do it anyway. That's a lie, right? Please. Understand that we came all this way to be here with you. That because the people on this planet were not quite getting it quickly enough, that's why we are here. And now you are the new frontier. You are going out amongst your world to bring that information, to bring that activation, to know that whatever you have, you are magnificent. Whatever you wanted, you are magnificent. Whatever you thought you were not, we are here to tell you, you are magnificent. Put your hand on your heart. And just repeat that. You can repeat it out loud or to yourself. I am magnificent.
I am magnificent.
I am love.
I am love.
In a human body.
In the human body.
It is going to work better and better.
It is going to work better and better.
Because I am magnificent.
Because I am magnificent.
And I'm willing to learn to love my own magnificence.
And I am willing to learn to love my own magnificence.
Because there's only one me in the world.
There's only one me in the world.
Woohoo, celebrate that.
Woohoo, celebrate that.
Yes. So understand, take a deep breath. understand that everything that you ever wanted needed is already within you. That is why the vessel of Maryland and the joy do not talk about affirmations. They talk about new thoughts. An affirmation automatically assumes that it's not there. So you have to keep affirming it, affirming it, affirming it. Not anymore. That is the old energy. It is already there. You just get the opportunity to bring it up to the surface, to allow it to rise up so others can indeed see it, to know that everything that you ever wanted is within you. Source, God, what do you call Source? It's bigger than you and all in every cell of your body, in every cell of your field. You're like a big source walking around with. Yes? And isn't that magnificent? Yes. Because when your magnificence bumps into someone else's magnificence, they become magnificent too. So you walk through the market going, boop, magnificent, boop, magnificent. Try it sometime. They probably won't throw you out. They'll probably say, oh, come back again. It was good to see you. And they'll remember you, because then the next time the little chicken gets to you, she'll say, oh, you are the magnificent one. Yes, yes. Because she'll see who you are. Because you will allow that. Because this is a safe environment. The safety is what you create. We want to play a little song for you as we conclude. We don't know what the level is, but we'll figure it out, huh? So with that energy,